The question is, how do your children behave when they're at a restaurant? Nikki Bush on the line with me, who's our parenting expert. Nikki Bush, they do throw tantrums sometimes. Is that normal?
Hi, Pamela. Well, you see, what happens when we take kids to restaurants, especially young ones, is that we need to keep them contained and well-behaved in foreign spaces. And this can be a real challenge sometimes, because remember, children are curious, and you're taking them to a new environment. They want to explore, and you want to keep them in their seat, which is why sometimes they do throw tantrums. And that means we have to take precautions as parents.
And what kind of precautions are these that you're speaking about, Nikki?
So we have to be very aware of where we're taking our children. We need to be checking out the environment from the minute we walk into that foreign space, checking out where are the toilets, where's the escape hatch. You know, if the child does have a meltdown, what are you actually going to do? Have that in your mind before you even sit down. And then also, you know, children often misbehave in public spaces, not just because they're young and need to be contained, but because very often as parents, we're not very emotionally present. You know, often we've gone to a restaurant for a break. We don't want to cook. We want some downtime. We've got to catch up with each other. And sometimes we kind of forget that the kids need entertaining. And so we need to be prepared for that. You know, you can go to restaurants that are child-friendly, where there are child-minders, where there is, you know, jungle gyms, where there's sand pits, where there's dough or pizza making, etc. But sometimes you go to restaurants where those facilities aren't actually available. And in those instances, we actually have to go prepared. And I call it packing a fun on the run bag.
Nikki, is this not sometimes an opportunity to discover something new about your child? So there may be that, you know, you have a perfectly behaved child and the environment is familiar, and you're taking a child for the first time to an unfamiliar environment, different senses, different smells, different people all around. And when they react in that way, it could be a sign to some of the sensitivities your child may have.
Of course, that could be the case, Pamela, and that's why we have to be attentive and on purpose as parents. So if you're distracted and you're not emotionally present, your child could feel insecure in a foreign environment. And remember that, you know, there are also things that children, being curious, get attracted to. And often at restaurants, there are things like water fountains, water features, things like that. We have to pick those up as we're walking into a restaurant. But those things are there. And if you want to keep your child away from them, you have to use the art of distraction. And that means that you have to be present and you have to be more fun than those other things out there if you don't want them actually interacting with them.
Wow.
And, I call it being a source of magic, wonder, and surprise. And, you know, this is your potential quality time with children. You know, time out, you're not at work, they're not at school. This is a time to connect. And I find that as children actually get older, you can have so much fun in a restaurant. You know that good old paper serviette and a ballpoint pen. You can play hangman. You can play magic squares where there's a race to connect all the dots. And it's a funny thing. Children actually, because they've grown up in a high-tech environment, they're actually surprised when we take out some low-tech stuff and create fun out of nothing.
Ah.
And yeah, and it's actually like folding serviettes into shape, creating paper airplanes with a piece of A4 paper. Okay. That actually intrigues them because they actually don't know how to do this stuff.
You know, you make such a great point, because you often think it's got to be the most complicated games and these gadgets and so on. But you're saying simplicity sometimes does the trick.
It actually does. And, you know, it can be as simple as using a ballpoint pen, drawing little happy smiley faces or frowny faces on a child's fingers and you know, the soft pads of their fingers. So we're getting back to what I was saying, that it is about distracting children from their fears or their discomfort at having to sit in one place for a prolonged period of time. But I also have some 10 commandments.
Tell us.
And people, hello, I've got 10 commandments for taking children to restaurants.
Okay.
And they're on my website, so on NikkiBush.com. You know, I don't think you're taking your children for the food. You are going for the food.
Ah.
And you actually need to take your children give them a snack before you go so that they're not desperately hungry. Mm-hmm. Because desperately hungry children and very thirsty children are often the ones who will misbehave, mm-hmm. as well as very tired children. Mm-hmm. So we need to make sure that our children are neither tired, hungry, or thirsty when we arrive, and always order their food with your drinks, okay. because we know that service is a problem in restaurants.
Yes.
And always pack something to do. You know, they don't like the broken crayons in a restaurant. Take your own crayons. Take your own activity books. Take a little card game, whether it's a picture matching game for young children or whether it's a normal deck of cards for older children. You can spend the 20 minutes that you're waiting for your food and your drinks to arrive doing some quality, you know, fun things with your children. This might be the only time of the day that you've actually had time together. So, you know, this is like, you know, making fun on the run. It's great.
Sure. So they're not going for the food. You are going for the food. Then why take them to the restaurant?
Because you want some downtime. Because you don't want to cook tonight.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Is it the same sort of principle of keeping them busy, being more entertaining than the actual distractions around? Is it the same principle you would use at a shopping mall, for instance, where you are passing those aisles?
That. Yeah, we've discussed this before, and very similar principles, because we have to distract them from what we don't want them to be engaged with.
Mm. Nikki Bush, well, you can get all that, the Ten Commandments, on your website. It is up already, Nikki?
It is, and Pamela, there's a product, MagnaTab, that I wanted to mention today as well. There's also a blog on nikkibush.com. This is fantastic for taking to restaurants and for when you're just generally traveling around. And it is just an amazing thing that looks like an iPad or a tablet, but it's nothing much. So it's fascinating. It's a bead board filled with metal balls, and it comes with a magnetic stylus. Listen to this. So these are these metal balls, and as you draw on this pad, the stylus picks up the metal balls, and children can draw shapes and pictures and numbers and letters, and it is completely fascinating. And when they actually swipe their hands over the board, I don't know if you can hear this, you get rid of your drawing, and the drawing is made up of all these little magnetic balls. The balls can't fall out of this pad, but children will have absolute pleasure in playing with this, whether they're in a restaurant or sitting in your car or a doctor's waiting room. It's a fantastic product. It's available on Takealot as well as at stores like Kids Emporium, and they range from 450 Rand through to about 570 Rand. There's a variety of different models available. Brilliant for practicing handwriting and just general creativity and whiling away the time.
Always lovely talking to you, Nikki Bush, who's our parenting expert. And all that information is available at nikkibush.com.